the U.S. Senate passed a shorter version, a shortened version of the resolution that apologizes to Native Americans for past wrongdoings by U.S. citizens. It only passed the Senate. It hasn't passed Congress as a whole. It's a resolution that apologizes for a variety of wrongdoings, violating treaties, and so on. But it's significant in its failure. It's significant because it does nothing to stop the wrongdoing that Congress is apologizing for. The trouble with this kind of apology is that it seems to be an effort to correct old wrongs, but in fact, Congress is doing absolutely nothing to stop the ongoing mistreatment and injustice that it dishes out to Indian and Alaska Native nations month after month and year after year. For example, Congress passes laws that violate treaties. Now, Congress gets away with that. There's nothing that Indian nations can do about that when Congress violates treaties. It's just too bad. But Congress has done nothing, has made no commitment to stop that practice. They're going to, no doubt, go right on doing it unless we speak up. Congress passes laws that take away Indian land or confiscate Indian money in the U.S. Treasury, all without compensation, without due process of law. It's un-American. It's the kind of laws that apply to no one else in the United States. No one else is treated that way. It's un-American, honestly. Congress fails to take action to stop the abuse of the management of trust funds. The U.S. government does not feel that it is truly obliged to account for the way it handles Indian monies in the U.S. Treasury, the monies that belong to Indian individuals and the monies that belong to Indian nations, instead of correcting the wrongs, resisting making a full accounting, fighting back against doing justice. The federal law continues to allow Congress to pass statutes without regard for the normal constitutional limitations that restrict Congress when it passes law, that when it passes statutes that affect anyone else. Today, Congress goes right on acting as if the Bill of Rights and the Constitution itself really don't apply when it's passing laws about Indians. That's not right, that's not just, and that's the very thing that Congress is supposedly apologizing for. Injustice and discrimination and stealing of Indian lands and resources, and yet Congress is going right on with its past practices. Congress needs to hold hearings about this. Congress needs to look into this problem, because I think most members of Congress have no idea the wrongfulness of what it does on a regular basis to Indian and Alaska Native nations, and Native Hawaiians, too. There need to be hearings to examine why the United States persistently refuses to live up to its human rights obligations, why it goes right on passing laws about Indians that would be flatly unconstitutional if they applied to anyone else. It's discriminatory, it's unjust, it's a denial of equality before the law, and Congress needs to look into it and put a stop to it. So what happened today is important in the sense that it's a failure, once again, on the part of Congress to really acknowledge what it has done in the past, and a failure by Congress to do anything to change its past practices. This version of the resolution doesn't even acknowledge that it was the U.S. government that did these things. Most of the wrongs are said to have been done by United States citizens. That's what they say, instead of recognizing that it was the government, for the most part, that committed the wrongs and that failed to take corrective action. So I find that today is a day of shame and disappointment. It needs to change. Now, this resolution hasn't passed yet. It's going to take more steps before it's actually adopted by Congress, and there's time for Indian and Alaska Native leaders and Native Hawaiians to speak up and tell Congress what they think about this kind of thing. And I hope they do speak up. The Indian Law Resource Center is an Indian legal organization that has been working on these kinds of problems for decades. And we think that in addition to holding hearings about these issues, Congress needs to make a formal commitment to change the law and to change its practice. Congress needs to recognize that it must stop violating treaties. Congress needs to recognize that it doesn't have unlimited power to do as it pleases with Indian nations and their property. Congress needs to take clear and explicit steps like this, and the Indian Law Resource Center is prepared to submit concrete proposals about how the law needs to be changed and what kind of action Congress needs to take.